mission trip reports from Costa Rica. I realized that, I mean, you have the kind of a map of Costa Rica there, and when you see the star, that's where we were. But just so you kind of have a little bit better an idea, I brought this map because I did not put it up there, so I apologize about that. The capital, San Jose, is right over here, and that star is just below it. So it's not that far from the capital. It's a little bit further south. That's where the team went. There was four of us that went to this mission trip. Kat Thorne, Charles McReynolds, Pastor Stacy, and me. And we appreciate all your prayers during our time there. The Lord truly, truly blessed it. Now, before we get into any other information about the trip, let's pray. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to share about what you have done through us and even in us in this time that we got to go. Lord, you're good, and you have done some amazing things, and we're so grateful for the work that you are doing through our brothers and sisters down there in San Isidro del General. We are so grateful for Chris Arista and Danny Hernandez as they faithfully serve down there and desire to equip not just the body, but their own body that they shepherd, but also other churches around there, as well as starting new churches and supporting some of the ministries that are happening there. And we're so grateful for the opportunity we had to be there, as well as to share now of the things we've learned and seen and experienced. So, Lord, we just surrender this evening into your hands, and we want to dedicate it unto your glory. And we pray that anyone listening tonight, whether it be present here or watching online, that they will be encouraged and blessed. We pray this in your name, Jesus. Amen. I do want actually to point out, Chris Arista, the missionary there that we support, is watching tonight. So, hi, Chris. Nice to have you online. Yeah, you can applaud. it's kind of exciting that they get to kind of see what the report will be, so better be good. Charlie could not be with us tonight. He had a prior engagement that he had to be for tonight, so he will not be here in person, but he came earlier this week, and we made a video with him giving you an update, so you'll get to see it up there, and then I'll come up after that, so we can play the video.
Cool, gave our testimonies, and teaches them about the Lord. And what he's doing there is just totally awesome. He's got woodworking and mechanics. They're teaching people to be able to a trade and how to go and reach people.
Like we see our students like as we try to connect with them socially, spiritually, and practically. So we're not just them preaching the gospel, but we're also not just like teaching them carpentry or mechanics or forestry or cooking for the indigenous women or sewing. There's another copy. Like our daughter, they see them as our daughter. We see them as our sister. That it's on indigenous land, and their goal is that every pastor has the Bible in one hand and the hammer in the other hand, so they can. Because mostly it's a really really rural area where they're working. And the churches cannot raise enough money like to sustain a pastor. So they are working mostly in carpentry, but also in agriculture. And they offer a wider range on trainings than we do. Like they have more boats and they have more outboard motors, but they also have trainings for like how to repair a fridge. And it's just like they are so, they just adapted to their people. It's from indigenous. That's really nice. We do have we had always the three main pillars: carpentry, mechanics, and agriculture. Now it's changed a bit because like 10 years ago you could take out indigenous people for 8 months in four blocks, like 2 months here, 2 months at home, 2 months here, 2 months at home. It's more complicated now. It's also more complicated since Corona, I think. And so we are now trying with shorter trainings and to get access to the indigenous community.
Then we went back to the church one day and we got soundboards, and we just had a great time visiting with Chris and Danny as we were doing this, and we had built in the soundboards, and just seeing the look on their face, how excited they were getting those up just to take care of the sound in their church. And we also was able to do some painting for them on the outside to make that the presence of the church even better. And I really made a close connection with Danny. We had a great time, and I had met his family and their little daughter, Luana. She was just precious, and made a good connection with her. It was cool just being able to show the love of Jesus through us to them. And then we went on this hike up to the waterfalls, and just seeing God's nature, and just seeing, we all had a good time connection, and just watching everyone swim, and just meeting the pastors, and just, we came back and met another pastor on the way back, and was sitting there talking to him, and it was just a good time. I also wanted to encourage people that how many different mission trips there is to go on. There's mission trips that you actually go and work building stuff, and there's also mission trips where you're building connections. So you don't have to have a knowledge of doing something. It's just being there and building relationships.
That's Charlie. You did well, right? Yeah, good job, Charlie. So we'll have Kat come up and she'll give her updates.
Hi. My name is Catherine, actually, but I go by Kat. Okay, so are you putting pictures up first, or am I just going to just, okay. So our first day there, our first full day was Saturday, and we had to drive over a really big mountain from San Jose to San Ysidro, and the highest elevation there was like almost 12,000 feet. It was a very windy road. Had an excellent driver. It's a very rainy season right now, so we went in the morning to be safe as we could be, and we got there fine. We got to do, this is the forest. Just a picture, it's just a lot of plants and trees. That's like almost the whole way. Very dense, but it was really cool. I've never seen such big plants in my whole life. So when we got there, we went to lunch, we went to Walmart, we got some groceries. Some of the things that I observed that first day was the dense forest, the big trees, the big leaves, the heavy rain that started when we were eating lunch. It was just a huge downpour. And it was really loud because everybody has like metal roofs on their houses. This is the church. And that's before we painted it, so it was green on the outside. This was a Saturday after we checked in to our Airbnb. We went to church there at, it's called Calvary Chapel Palabra Viva, which is Living Word, and they had a bilingual service that night, and they just welcomed us immediately. Like, we were just like family. It was wonderful. So I think that was day one. Day two was Sunday. We went to church again. There's a lot of church. We were there for both services. Everyone was super friendly. Pastor Chris was translating for us, so we were able to understand things. He translated a lot. That was really cool. Thank you, Pastor Chris. gotta find my spot here. We just started getting to know the church staff and how they do things there. So Sunday is normally like a day of rest, they said, but after we had lunch, the pastors and some other people got together and played soccer. That was our lunch. And I don't know if I put a picture, but the pastors were playing soccer. And that was really cool. It was covered because it was pouring rain. A lot of fellowship and good food. So the third day is Monday. We went on a long drive out into the country, and then on the left there is the pineapple fields, and it was just like miles and miles and miles of pineapple fields. And then on the right is the ministry we went to with Pastor Dennis. They do men's recovery and discipleship there, and the men that come there, they come there by choice through other churches, and they stay for like a year. Yeah, and they have like multiple services. I mean, they're really into the word and just turning their life over to God, and they work really, really hard and changing their whole life around. So it's a really wonderful ministry. They fed us. Everybody feeds you. It's just food and coffee and fellowship, lots of that. It was really neat getting to know them and what they do out there. And I also got to share my testimony for the first time to total strangers, so that was interesting, but I think I did okay. I had a first that day. the people that are out at that ministry, they live a very simple life, and I could see that them having their devotion to God and working hard kind of like reset their mind. They didn't talk very much, but it reminded me of my story of recovery, and so I made that, I did share a little bit of that. I'm hoping that was helpful to them. There was a language barrier, so I don't know what they thought, but Pastor Dennis was really cool. He shared a lot about his life and what he's done out there with that ministry, and I'm really grateful that we got to go there. And then after that, we went back and, had a homemade meal by Danny's wife, Vivi. She had food made for us, so that was delicious. All the food was delicious, and more time of fellowship. So Tuesday, that was them. I keep forgetting the pictures are up there. That was Danny and Vivi and their kids. Yeah, they're so cute. So the fourth day there was Tuesday. We went to Cappy. I know Charlie talked about Cappy a lot. I'm glad he played that video because that kind of tells you what they're doing out there better than all the things that I was going to say. But they really do have a heart for the indigenous people, and they're really just giving them a lot of skills to take back to their villages and to share the gospel. And they're not from here, I think, but believe they're from Europe. And they just have been here for a while, and they're just trying to really help and spread God's word. And they shared, I don't know, did I put a picture of the food they gave us? Yeah, so that food is all grown and caught on their property, and they cooked it for us. So that was also a first, the fish. It was really good. And then on the right there, that's Danny. He's talking right before we leave, and just some of the housing that's out there. It's a pretty big property. I couldn't possibly, show you. I took a lot of pictures, so it's really cool. They have a pond, and there's, forest all around them, and they're just doing really good work. So let's see. I lost my spot. So that night we went to Danny and Vivi's home along with Pastor Chris and his wife Rachel and had more fellowship there. I got to know Rachel and Vivi more, and it was really nice talking to some women there. And they taught me how to make tortillas. I didn't put the picture up there, but I got to learn how to make tortillas homemade and then play with the kids a lot, and we just hung out. They said it was really, really good that we had come there to share what we're doing and just have fellowship with them. It really fills their hearts and helps them a lot. So I was grateful that that meant a lot to them. I was waiting to get to work. But that, it's not all just work when you go there. But the next day we start working. So day five, we spent several hours walking around the town, gathering all the supplies to do these sound panels like we have up here. So that was neat learning how to do that. It took a while to gather all the things. And everybody does things on a different time there. So it's a lot more chill. But once we got everything together, we were able to go back and start building and get that organized. And that was fun. And I'm just talking a lot more than I'm reading. I'm losing my spot. We had a really yummy lunch, again, made by Vivi and her mother-in-law. There's one of the panels. Yep, and there's the soup. Lots of good food. I felt spoiled. That was a really good day getting things started. We didn't get it finished, so we came back to it the next day. And that was on Thursday, day six. Was that day six? Do I have day six? Or did I already go through that?
That was day six.
Okay, sorry. Okay. Well, did you show the feria? Or am I confused? There we go. Yeah, so we walked down to the open market, and there's a lot of vendors down there, and that's where we were handing out like flyers to invite people to church and talk to people. I walked around with Charlie. We stayed together, like in a, you don't go by yourself. And we had to like talk to people that didn't speak our language. So we did our best. We were looking around and then like finding opportunities to talk to people and ask them if they know Jesus and if they want to come to church. And Charlie was really good at it, actually. He encouraged me to do that because I've never done that either. I've never just gone out and invited people to come to church. So that was really neat. And yeah, fun. I bought a few things as well. There was a lot of people there to talk to. And they were welcoming, actually. So let's see. Yeah, Charlie helped me a lot. We planted seeds, I hope. And then we went back to church and finished working on the panels. Yep, right there, and started putting them up. And then painting, Charlie and Stacy were painting a lot, and then Dan, Pastor Stacy, Pastor Dan, they were helping as well, and I did a tiny bit of painting, but mostly the panels. And then I helped cook dinner that night, too. That was fun. I did a lot of cooking. It was a way to hang out with the women, too. So that was a long and busy day, and we were pretty tired. You sleep pretty good after these long days. Okay, day 7. I did not bring my water. Okay. We went to the falls. This is kind of like a rest day, I guess. It wasn't really restful because we walked a long ways. But it was fun, and I don't know how to pronounce it. I'm going to mess it. Nayaka Falls? Nayaka? Nayaka. So we walked like a couple miles in and a couple miles out, and then there's so many plants I have never seen. This is the Lower Falls. Lower Falls. That's where I actually had another first. I jumped off of a rock ledge into the water, and that was scary. But Pastor Dan went first, and I figured if he could do it, I could do it. Danny, thank you so much. I really need that. Just give me 1 second. The assistant pastor, Danny, actually went up really high there and jumped off, and I was not that brave, and he did it a couple times. He said it was one of the best days that he's had, too. He really liked that. Can you go back one? Yeah, so the bamboo, that is actually really, really big. You can't really tell because I'm not standing next to it, but on the other one you can tell. These are huge plants. And that one in the middle is just a really cool one. It's probably like this big. And I have a lot more pictures. I seriously, like, there's so much to see there. We did get to see monkeys, but they were really far up, and so we couldn't get good pictures of those. That was a big day. After that, we went to the beach. Did I share a picture of the beach? Yeah. Yep, we were there for a little bit, and then we got to see some macaws and even a sloth, but it was way up. It was like asleep, so you can't really see it very well. So that was a really fun day. It's just so beautiful. God's creation there is just so amazing. My mind was blown everywhere we went. I was really grateful to see that country. That night we went to a Bible study home group, and they talked about church planting and how missionaries can help with that, and just like the biblical way, how God wants that to be done. And that was something I learned too. I learned a lot on this trip. So that was really special. That was pretty late at night. Well, it felt late. It gets dark at 6 o'clock, by the way, so it felt late. Again, everybody was super welcoming and like family. And then Saturday was the last day. We met Pastor Danny Bear and Pastor Jose. Danny Bear is the one in the red shirt on the right. And then to the left of him is Pastor Jose. And they just shared a little bit about what they're doing there. Mostly it was the pastors talking, but it's really neat to listen to their stories and how they got there and what they're doing. So it's nice to make some more connections. We didn't spend a whole lot of time with them, but it was still nice to meet them. And that was really the end of the trip. We were done after that. So a whole day of travel home, and it was really wonderful. I just want to say that I'm really grateful to go on these mission trips, and I really encourage people that if you're scared to do it or you just don't know what you could offer, to just put yourself out there and try it at least one time. It will truly change your life. Yeah, and I'm just really blessed to be a part of this church and part of the missions.
Okay, I'm going to share now. So I'll start with this photo. As you can see, this is the team. Actually, we took this picture when we got back. not before we left, because it was the time when we did. So go back to the first one, please. I'm just grateful for the people on this team, truly. They did great. I especially am proud of Charlie and Kat. They did a lot of firsts that they've never done before, and they were more than willing to do so, because it's always kind of right scary at first when you're stepping out, doing something you've never done before, sharing your testimony, sharing the gospel, going to places you've never been before, to a foreign country, like experiencing a lot of new things. And they were just great troopers, enjoying it every part of the way. We had a lot of opportunity to bond, long flights, long drives. We did almost every day trip to Walmart, and sometimes multiple times a day. So we got to know Costa Rican Walmart, which is a little bit different than Walmart here. But it was just a wonderful time of connecting with one another, and that's one of the blessings of a mission trip, is that you get to connect with people, you get to learn about their lives and see them kind of a flourish in the Lord when they go out somewhere for the first time and try to do things that they've not done before. And it was a really wonderful team to have around. Now, with the next photo that you will see, this is just Pastor Stacy, Pastor Chris, Danny, and myself there. That picture was actually taken on that night before we're going to head back, where this home group that was now transitioning, it was moving from being a home group to kind of a initial stages of a church plant. And it's in town right next to San Isidro, and they've been investing a lot of time and effort into it, so we had an opportunity to come alongside of them and do the first official kind of a service where they were not officially sitting or facing one another, but it was like this, chairs in a row. And so this was a first for them in many ways, and it was just wonderful to be part of that and kind of a experience one of the things that they're doing there, and that is, you know, Pastor Chris, Arista, and Danny, their hearts are to see more churches planted in that area, because there's obviously a need, as well as to equip those who are there, not just within their church in Calvary Chapel Palabra Viva, but even other churches that are willing to, you know, receive the things that they actually have to offer. And I just wanted to share a verse with you when it comes to this, reflecting on them and what they do. In Philemon, verse 4 says, "I thank my God, making mention of you always in my prayers, hearing of your love and faith which you have towards the Lord Jesus and toward all the saints, that the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus." And I think this truly captures their hearts. They have great love for the people. They have great heart for their community and the ministries that are around, just supporting the work of the Lord in a grander scale. But in their love just to have us, they really embrace us. We felt fully welcomed by them in every way. We truly did not lack anything. And it was a wonderful time of sharing life with them. One of the things that they do there, almost every day we did, at 3 p.m., it was a coffee hour. So just hang out, drink coffee. There's lots of great coffee there, affordable. Obviously, they grow a lot of coffee. So it's just a very warm culture, and we experienced that warmth. Because that was the warmth that was pleasant. The other one, the humidity, and that's not that pleasant. But their love was awesome to experience. Now, with the next photo that you will see, that was the Sunday morning service. So this hopefully gives you kind of a sense of, you know, the size. It's not a huge building that they have, but that's the space that the Lord provided for them, that they have actually been continually expanding little by little. They are renting that space. And it's not a perfect, so if you look at the building, you'll notice that the roof is right there, and the metal frames and all that. So one of the challenges that they have been facing is with their sound. And so one of the things we ended up doing on this trip is to provide sound panels or build sound panels for them so that they can actually have a little bit better experience of worship and teaching, because the sound bounces off a lot. Nonetheless, it was wonderful to see people come, families, every age group represented, and just worshiping the Lord. Their kids' ministry is pretty big and kind of exciting of what the Lord is doing there. They have, as Kat pointed out, they have three services. So they have Saturday evening, which is bilingual service. And then on Sundays, they have two services that are only in Spanish. Then up to the next photo, please. Now, that's the soccer game. So, Kat, you wanted to reference that. There's a little bit of pictures from the soccer game. On the left are Danny and Chris. It was they organized that game just for us. They regularly play on Friday nights, if I'm not mistaken. But because we were there, they organized, we have to play a game on Sunday. So they had guys come up from the church, and it was great. It was a wonderful time, adventurous in every way. That's all I'm going to say for that one. But it was wonderful. Next, please. Now, that same day, this was one of the things that was truly one of the main goals for us, for Pastor Stacy and me, to invest in these men. So if you look at this picture, you will see Charlie's there, Pastor Stacy and me, but also Chris and Danny, but then all these other men are pastors in training. These are the guys that they're investing in that will go out and start churches, Lord willing. And we got to spend a couple of hours of just sitting down with them and just sharing from the words, things that relate to ministry challenges and all that different things. And this was, for Pastor Stacy and me, a second time that we got to have this kind of a meeting with them. On our first trip down there in September last year, we got to sit with some of them, but not all these guys. So the number has grown, which is really exciting. So if you remember, please pray for these guys. They all have their jobs and everything, but they have sensed the call of the Lord, and they're willing to be obedient and see what the Lord will do. Obviously, for them to step out and go somewhere and start a church or be part of the church plan somewhere else, it's not as simple as it may seem. To relocate is not as simple there as it might be even here. It's not easy even here, but not easy there especially. And then financially, that can be quite challenging. So if you remember, please pray for these guys. It's kind of exciting to see what the Lord may end up doing through these men. And some of these guys that we were with, we got to sense that the Lord is doing some great work, especially one man named Gabriel that got to join us the following day to that men's discipleship. So please, next photo. So this is that men's discipleship everybody been referencing. That's Pastor Dennis on the left, sharing how God called him to this place and to start this ministry. He himself was a prodigal, problem child, all that. And Lord got a grab of his heart, and for almost 20 years he's been doing this. And the Lord truly, miraculously provided this property for him. It's pretty large property. And everything, you know, was kind of built by him and people there that they have there. They live off of the land as much as they can. There's animals, cows, chickens, cocoa tree. We didn't have the picture of that, but there's a cocoa tree. We got to actually taste fresh cocoa fruits, which was first and kind of a unique experience. Pastor Stacy got to share, actually everybody got to share, as pointed out, Kat and Charlie shared their testimonies, and they did really appreciate it. I did hear feedback from some of those guys, and Pastor Dennis actually for 2 days, or twice at least, after our visit, reached out to Pastor Chris and thanked him for bringing us, that they were really blessed by our visit. And that's something that both Charlie and Kat have pointed out. Relationships were very important there. Building relationships, it goes really long way. And in missions, there's this phrase called ministry of presence. And just by being present with the missionary or those who do ministry in a foreign place or faraway place like this is, having somebody come and spend time, you know, invest their time, their money, you know, fuel, whatever, to spend time with them means a lot. And so they were really grateful for our visit. And we were grateful just to see how God is using that ministry. And that was just wonderful. The next photo, please. So when you look at the top left, that's the room where the men are. So they share they're in one big room. So there's where a photo is taken, there's some beds on that side, and that's where they live. It's very simple setup. And then on the bottom, that's their kitchen. And they cook on wood. There's no gas or anything like that. It's a very kind of a simple life. But Lord is using that place and that ministry in wonderful ways. So please remember to pray for them as well. Next photo, please. Now, this is Kapi, that ministry. This is kind of a sign that they have that represents what they do in reaching out to the indigenous people of not just Costa Rica, actually, of Panama, Nicaragua, and forget now which the fourth country that they also minister to. So it reaches out pretty far, and it's been powerful impact. That ministry has been there since 80s. The man you saw earlier, Marcus, and his wife, they have been there for over 10 years, faithfully serving, working hard. They live off of that land. They literally, everything that they eat and have there, it's made by them, the woodworking shop and everything. So if you go to the next photo, please. This is the sewing ministry, because I didn't want to leave out his wife. You know, it's not just Marcus doing stuff. She does a lot of work that has to do with, you know, agriculture and farming, as well as sewing. And so that shirt is what they teach indigenous people to make, which then they can use either to provide for their own family, but also to sell and make money from that. And then, obviously, with agriculture, allows them to be self-sustained. Next photo, please. And here is, I try to summarize almost everything. There's a mechanical part, there's woodworking, there's farming, there's different elements that they have, different halls where they provide classes for indigenous communities, how to do these different things. And it's truly remarkable. We spent a whole morning and half of the afternoon there just soaking it all in and really being impressed. The land that they're on, it's actually, they own 193 acres of land. And over 5,000 trees on that land they have planted, for example. There's a pond, there was an island that was kind of bare. It's all forested now due to their efforts. And that's all with the goal of training indigenous people to do that in their own communities, to become self-sustaining, as well as provide biblical discipleship and ways to reach out to indigenous people with the gospel. And one of the things I also wanted to point out about Marcus and us being there, Pastor Chris shared with us, and actually Danny as well, after our visit, that Marcus was so blessed by our visit there that they said they'd never seen him so talkative. So, again, visits go a long way. And I actually got a message from Marcus the day before saying, I'm so excited for you guys coming here. So if you remember, please pray for Marcus and his family and what they do there. It's really not an easy work. It's really hard work, but it's very, very fruitful. Next photo, please. So here is kind of an idea of us trying to get supplies for our project to build sound panels. And we had to go to several stores, multiple visits to fabric stores. It was just whole morning just chasing after things to be able to actually get working on it. So we technically had one full day, work day, to build sound panels. And we started with nothing. By the end, there was 12 sound panels that were built on top of painting. So if you go to the next photo, oops, not that, there should be another one, isn't there? No? I guess I did not put it in. So there was supposed to be, no, it's not that. So I guess it did not show up. I had photos of actually of completed work and the paint work that was done completed. Now, the interesting fact about the painting, it rains there every day. Anytime after, you know, noon, between noon and 2, rain will start and will rain the whole time. We started painting in the afternoon. It did not rain until the last brush stroke was done at 6 p.m. So the Lord provided a way for us to be fully full benefit to them. And then the next photo, I guess, will be the one with that church plant where Pastor Stacy got to share and Pastor Chris. He did a lot of talking. A lot of talking himself, a lot of translating. It was remarkable that he had voice at the end of the trip. So I was very impressed. And then the last photo, again, the last couple of photos, this is the waterfalls, which hopefully gives you some of idea how that looks like. It's a truly beautiful place to visit. The hike was over an hour to get there, but totally worth it. And then next one, this is the final one. I'm showing the same one. And the interesting thing about that I wanted to point out here, Pastor Jose, he has the old Discovery Chapel in Costa Rica, the one there north of San Jose, the one that he's started over 20 years ago, and he's faithfully serving the Lord. And Danny Bear was just a young kid that got into his church, and now he's serving with him. And so it's kind of cool to see how the Lord is raising up leaders in Costa Rica. Just wonderful, wonderful place and wonderful people. I'll have Pastor Stacy come up and kind of close us up.
Well, I wasn't aware that I was going last, so they stole all my pictures and all of my stories. So anyway, so as they had expressed, and I think you've kind of gotten the gist with this trip, we were able to do all kinds of different things, but the main goal was to come alongside Chris and Rachel and Danny and Vivi and the ministry there and just come alongside them and what they're already doing and be a help to them. We didn't go with any plans as far as, you know, hey, we've got these plans, you guys have to conform to us, but we desired for them to tell us, this is what we need, this is what's going to bless us the most. And as you saw with Kat and Dan and Charlie, a lot of what they wanted was fellowship, the hanging out conversation, us learning about them and them learning about us and just talking about ministry and what the Lord is doing and vision, what they see the Lord doing in their area in the future and how to get there. And so definitely that was a big part of it, but the main part was the relationships. And as Pastor Dan said, he and I, we had the opportunity to go and visit them last September. And so we got to deepen those relationships a little bit more on this trip. And so that was really great. And this first picture here is my name. So so this is the Chris and Rachel's place, and we went over and just hung out with them, and right from the get-go, as soon as we get around the table, Chris is like, we want to play a game to help us get to know you. I like to play this game, which was two truths and an untruth. It's a lie, Chris. So, but anyway, so we had a lot of fun, a lot of laughs. And yeah, that was a great time just hanging out over at their place. And that was in the middle of the trip. But so they're at the front of the table. That's the back of Danny and Vivi. So the next picture you've already seen, that was so you could see their faces. So, but these guys, all of them, you know, Chris and Rachel and their kids and Danny and Vivi and their kids, they are just so sweet. And loving and gracious, and they're just overflowing with the Spirit of the Lord. And Danny, he's a happy guy. I mean, and it's a great blessing. He's almost always got a smile on his face, and you know, and he is the worship leader there, and Chris's assistant, and. So they're kind of visioneering the future and what the Lord might have in store for them there in San Ysidro and even beyond in the future. And so the next picture, you saw this one also, and this was a great time where we got to invest in the it's called the Pit Crew Pastors in Training. And that night that we were able to share with them, we shared specifically about what it means to assist in ministry. And then even beyond that, we talked about planning a church and a senior pastor role and so on. And so I don't know how long we spent with them, but it was quite a while. And all of these guys are plugged into ministry there at the church. They're all doing something. And they all love the Lord. They're all seeking the Lord's heart for them and their families. But they're the one guy, Gabriel, the guy here in all black, you know, he was a guy that just kind of stood out to me. He wants to be a part of what the Lord's doing. It seemed like, so he was there for that. I had the opportunity to share with the worship team. He was there for that. We went to the men's recovery and discipleship. He took the day off from his job so that he could come out and spend the day with us. And then the Friday night life group, he was there with that, you know. And so I think, I just got a sense that the Lord's going to do something with him. And so he was an encouragement to us as we went along through the trip. But then the next one, so this was at Cappy. And Cappy, when that is translated, it's training and counseling for the indigenous. And you already saw the kind of things that they do. They bring indigenous people in. They're there for an extended period of time, and they get to learn various things, whether it's woodworking or it's mechanics. They have boat motors that they get to work on. They have motorcycles where they learn how to repair and work on the whole electrical system and the motor, everything. And then they have a section with sewing machines where they teach them to sew, but then they have the greenhouses and everything. They're teaching them agriculture, which is all great. But the heart of this ministry, it's to equip them with these physical things, with these abilities, these skills. But more than anything, it's to invest the gospel. And I can't remember if it was Marcus or if it was Chris that had said that these indigenous people, you can walk through the jungle 8 hours or whatever to get to their villages, but when you get there, you're shut out. They're not going to talk to you. They're not going to let you in. They're not going to listen to you. But with the indigenous people coming and receiving training and the gospel, they get to take it back to their people, with the people that will accept them. You know, so really, really great ministry. And they're ministering with their whole family. The one girl that Anna, or Marcus's wife's holding, her name is Lydia. She has some cognitive challenges that affect her balance. And you may not have noticed it in the video, but she has a hard time walking. She walks, and nothing's going to stop her from doing it. But she walked all over with us, stumbling and even falling, and, you know, just getting up and just continuing to go for it, you know, like nothing happened. So she was a real trooper. But this family, they're all about serving the Lord, you know. No matter what they're faced with, they're all in, and it's great. And then the picture here on the other side is we had the opportunity to pray for them before we left, and so that was a great time there with them. And then the next one, Pastor Dan had mentioned with Pastor Jose, he was the first, he started the first Calvary Chapel in San Jose. And so he's been there for over 20 years. And then Pastor Danny Bear, he grew up in the church and now has become an assisting pastor under him. And both of them, their hearts are great. Their hearts are just to minister to those that are in front of them, but also to see the gospel get out through Costa Rica. And, you know, I talk about with Marcus and his family, sticking to it, you know. These guys, Jose's been there for 20 years. They've rented places to meet in for 20 years. 20 years of setting up and breaking down and setting up and breaking down. I mean, it's amazing. You know, but the Lord's using them there. The Lord's using Chris and Rachel and Danny and Vivi and all of the guys in the pit crew. And all of them have a heart to see Costa Rica impacted with the gospel. One of the things that we've continually heard was it's hard to find churches where you're going to get expository teaching. If somebody's familiar with a Christian church, a lot of times it's probably some sort of a faith church where it revolves around people being pressured for their money and so on. And so they want to be a place, they want to be a refuge for all of those people that are coming out of those places, that they would be able to be ministered to, that they would have, that they would be able to experience the love of Christ, that they would be able to be encouraged in the word and truth, and that they would just truly be able to be raised up in the Lord. And then ultimately, the people would be sent out. And Chris, he's got a vision for the discipleship school, these young men, raising them up to be pastors and leaders, and then sending them out to different parts of Costa Rica, that there would be other churches, that there would be a greater gospel impact throughout that region. And so the next picture here, we have, that was our day out at the discipleship and recovery, and like Dan said, we all had the opportunity to share. And it was great, especially to see Kat and Charlie share their testimony. It was the first time that Kat had shared hers, and she did an awesome job. And I had the opportunity to just share a short time in the Word, and I shared from Mark about the man of the tombs. And just how, you know, he was a man that he was bound, he was in bondage, and he was a man that nobody could set free, no matter how hard they try, and they'd given up on him until Jesus came into the picture and everything changed. And so it was a blessing to get to share that with them and to get to spend that time with them. And then I think Kat was talking about just their day consists of the Word. It is just from beginning to end. And they were telling us of times when they'll have a night of prayer once a month, I think it is, and it's literally, it's all night long. And they'll do things like that, and then through the day they'll meet, they'll have Bible studies, they'll have times of worship, and so they're permeated with the Word there, and it's really great. So the next one, so I loved watching these guys interact with the kids. It was just so special, you know. Kat, she, so obviously she really bonded with the girls and she was having a great time with them. But there was a night when we were over at Danny and Vivi's place and we're all out on the back patio and we're talking and everything. And out of the corner of my eye, there's a window that goes into the house, and out of the corner of my eye, I see something and I'm like, what was that? And then I saw it again. It was Kat's feet. She was teaching the girls how to do cartwheels in the living room. So anyway, but that was funny. And then Charlie, he became just kind of a grandpa to Danny and Vivi's daughter. You'll see there that he got his nails painted and he got some makeup put on later on. And but he was loving it. And she was loving it even more. So it was great. They were a blessing to the kids. And then the next picture, this again was the market that we got to go to. It's a lot bigger than it looks in the picture. They have everything from fruits and vegetables to herbs to clothes and pastries and even tools and stuff. But while we were there, we were handing out invitations to the church, specifically the Saturday night service, which is an English-speaking service. And this was one of the guys that I got to talk to, which was Alex. Pray for Alex if you think about it. He's from New York. And He moved there 5 years ago and just started his business. He basically buys pallets of returned stuff from Amazon and sells it. He sells it online and he sells it there at the market. And he does really well at it. But he spent quite a while talking with me, and I got to share the gospel with him, got to connect him with Chris. They exchanged phone numbers, and he, when he was in New York, his religious background, I don't know what depth, but he had some Muslim association. I don't know if he was plugged into, I don't know how deep he was, but anyway, he was really receptive to the gospel. He was really receptive to just having a conversation. So, and then another person, I didn't get a picture of her, but her name is Pascal. And same thing with her. She was more than willing to talk, but she was a person that just kind of had a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And basically, you know, it's what I believe is what's right. And it wasn't right. But anyway, I got to share a little bit from the word with her, and then also she was able to be connected with Chris. They exchanged numbers, and so there's the ability to follow up and stay connected and hopefully see them at least visit the church there. And then the next picture, and I wasn't aware that outside was originally green until you said so. It was, to me, it's gray. So I have color issues. So anyway, but the paint was all coming off of the door, and then behind the door, obviously, is the wall. And so we got to paint it, and then there on that far side, that was the finished product. Like Dan said, we were fully expecting it to rain, and last brush stroke, we're done, and it starts to rain. It was definitely a God thing. Then the next picture, the panels, those made a huge difference in their sanctuary, and they were so blessed to have those. And Dan showed pictures of the quest to go get materials, and it was a quest because we had to go to the hardware store and get the wood and screws. And it's interesting how they do things there, because it's not like you go and buy a box of 500 screws. You need 55 screws, you buy 55 screws, you know? And so, but then the process is you order it with one person, then you go to another person, they grab it for you, then you go to another person and then pay for it. And so it's a long process just getting through the hardware store. But then we had to go and find the material for the outside. And so we went to, I think, three different fabric stores, and we finally found something that would work. And then we went to another hardware store to get the foam for inside. And so we were traveling all over the place just so that we could do this project. And so it took a while. That took half the day. And then we spent the other half constructing the panels, and then we spent the next day finishing the projects. And so that was really great, and they were really blessed by that, and I know that they're going to continue to be blessed by that as time goes on. So the next picture, that was Friday night again. It was just... that was their first night of the church plant, and Pastor Dan and I both got to share with them from Acts what the foundations of the church looked like. And it began in simplicity. They met in homes, but as they met in homes, the main things that were present was simplicity. It revolved around the word, and it revolved around love and the working of the Holy Spirit. And so we got to encourage them in that that night. And this was at Oscar's house, another guy in the fellowship. He's just opened up his home for this work to be done in. And then the next one, that's it? Okay. So, but like I said, the main thing for this, we got to meet many people many groups, many families, and they were all blessed that we had traveled so far to come and to learn about them, to come and to serve alongside them and to serve them. And, you know, and it's a blessing that it's not just, hey, we're going to hit the ground, we're going to do all of these projects. That's great. But I feel like that we kind of have a little bit more to show for it. Sure, we had a couple of projects that were accomplished, but I think there's fruitful and real relationships that are a byproduct. And, you know, it's really cool that we, our little fellowship gets to partner with another fellowship and the work that the Lord has called them to in their community and even their country. We get to be a part of furthering the gospel there. We get to be a part of partnering with them in the work that the Lord is doing. And so it's great. So I would just encourage anybody here, as always, to be praying about how the Lord would use you in regard to missions. You know, you've heard it said before, either we're sending or we're going. You know, and if we're sending, it can look like praying. It can be supporting financially. It can be providing supplies. But then there's the going. And the going, don't be afraid of it. You know, the Lord can use each and every one of us. There's no special skill, just a love for the Lord and his people. So, Pastor Dan.
So we're going to close in prayer, but before we do that, I just want to point out a couple of things. First one, we have a Brooklyn Mission team heading out Sunday. So five of us are heading out there on early Sunday morning. So if you're early riser Sunday, pray for us. We have our connections and everything, and make it to join Scott Schwartz and the team there in Brooklyn as they minister to the Jewish community, that the Lord will use us and that everything that the Lord has in store for us will be accomplished and it will be just instruments in his hands. So we really covet your prayers for that. And then the second thing is we have, as pointed out, a few other mission trips coming up. There's two short ones to Canada over the weekend. We have people sign up for that, so if you're on that list, you're definitely in the potential to go. I will be in touch with you. But then there is one that you can sign up if you have not signed up for any of these, and that is Ensenada, Mexico, that's coming up end of September or October, which we'll have more information coming up. If you're interested, pray. We'd love to have you join us. We've done a mission trip there before, two of them already, and so more to come, more opportunities to serve the Lord. But overall, thank you for praying for us. Obviously, Lord answered. If you want to know more, talk to each one of us. If you want to see hundreds of photos, we have them. But let's pray. Father, we thank you just for this evening that we got to share of what you've done. And the blessing that we experience of just coming alongside of what you were doing already in Costa Rica and what you did in our time there and the wonderful people we got to share that full week with and things that we will remember for the rest of our lives. And we're so grateful for that. But more than anything, we do pray for all of them. We pray for Chris and Rachel, Danny and Vivi, the Pitt crew. And then you will bless them and encourage them and strengthen them. Lord, that you will continue to use them in powerful ways. We pray for Dennis and the ministry he's doing with men, that you continue to bring those who have a need of that ministry so that they will surrender fully to you and find freedom from addictions. We pray for Marcus and Anna and the whole crew at CAPI that ministers to the indigenous people, that you continue to provide everything that they need. We pray for their daughter, Lord, she has needs, financial, the needs of medical care and so forth that present some challenges to them, or we just pray that it will all fall into place. But thank you for just what an amazing place that is. Lord, we pray for that new church plant, that transition that's happening now. We ask that you will just make it turn into another church plant that will flourish and continue to impact their community with the gospel and the word of God. Lord, we also just want to pray for the work that was done, that it will continue to bless them as a church with the sound panels and paint and those things that may seem small in some sense to us, we know it can go a long way. But Lord, thank you for them. And we also want to pray for our Brooklyn team, Lord. We pray that you will use us mightily, that you be our strength, that you grant everybody health and safety as we prepare to go, that all the things that need to be put into place before we head out on Sunday, that you will help it come to pass, and that you bless Scott as he prepares and the team there prepares for our arrival, and that whatever you have in store for us, Lord, it will be accomplished. But Lord, we thank you. We serve great and mighty God. Lord, what a blessing it is to see what you're doing worldwide. Lord, you're working in our lives, and you're working in the lives of so many people. Lord, what a blessing it is to be part of that work, whether through prayer, through financial support, or by going. So I thank you for everyone here tonight that came. Lord, may you bless them, and Lord, may we draw near to you and find encouragement and just how you use simple people like us. We love you, and we praise you, and give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen.